It seems like every day we hear more and more bad news about job losses.
AT&T said it's cutting 12,000 jobs.
NBCU fired 100 people.
One quarter of the workforce.
The Harley-Davidson company.
Chrysler.
Yahoo expected to announce about 1,000 job cuts.
10,000 layoffs. 7%
of the workforce.
Just some of the layoffs announced in the last 2 months. Today, the Labor Department reported that last week's jobless claims reached their highest point in 26 years.
In that seven-day period, 58,000 people filed for unemployment. One company following these job losses globally is the Wisconsin-based company Manpower. Melanie Holmes is a VP at Manpower, and she joins us now. Melanie, your company recently did a study that looked across the world. What do you see happening outside of the U.S. in terms of job losses?
Yes, Manpower does a survey once a quarter, and it's a forward-looking survey to discover the hiring intentions of employers throughout the world. And what we're seeing is the hiring pace is expected to slow further in the first quarter.
And that's outside the United States. What about here in the United States?
In the United States, most of the employers plan to hold staff levels steady because they're carefully monitoring the economic climate prior to making any drastic employment decisions.
So that's actually good news that they're at least not telling you that they're laying people off. They're planning on holding their employment levels at the same rate, at least for the first quarter of next year?
In the U.S., 16% of the employers that we talk to do expect to increase their workforce in the January through March time period, while 13% expect to reduce their payrolls.
Melanie, that news could not come at a better time. We have to say on a personal note, both Madeline and I found out that we will no longer have jobs come March of next year. So what are our prospects?
Well, if you were in the engineering sector or mining or professional and business services, those employers have the most promising hiring outlook for the first quarter.
No media? No, you didn't mention media there.
I'm sorry to say I did not mention media.
Melanie Holmes is a VP at Manpower. Thank you for talking with us, and we might well be calling you very soon.
Please do. We might have some openings for you.
Thanks so much, Melanie. Take care.
Okay, Alex, let's explain to people who may not have heard the news. Day-to-Day will be canceled. NPR made that announcement yesterday. We'll be on the air until March 20th. And I've been with the show some 5 years, and I guess I can say quite confidently I've enjoyed almost every moment of it. The 4 a.m. wake-up call, maybe not so much?
Not so much. I don't think any of us will miss that early morning call, but I do know that those of us on the air and all the really amazing people who work off the air to make Day-to-Day possible will really miss doing what we do. It is a pleasure and an honor to bring you stories that we think you might not otherwise hear on National Public Radio.
And we're not going away immediately. There are 4 more months of us. Whether you like us or loathe us, you've got us for 4 more months. And I just, you know, we get lots of letters on the show, and we got one in particular that I think, let's read this letter.
This came from Keith Prochnow. We hope we're pronouncing your name all right. He listens on WUWM in Milwaukee, and he wrote in yesterday before news of our show being canceled came out, and he wrote, I just want to tell you how much I enjoy Day-to-Day. As a 25 to 30 year listener to public radio and an ongoing supporter, I can say that Day-to-Day is a great example of public radio just getting better every year.
Okay, and what is the time stamp on that email?
10:41 a.m.
Okay, so 12:07 p.m., not even 2 hours later, he writes a follow-up email. What? I write you a fan letter, the first fan letter I think I've ever sent an NPR program, and an hour later, you've been canceled? Was this my fault? I'm so sorry. Well,
Keith, it's not your fault.
It's not your fault, Keith. It's not anyone's fault. But if you want to write in, we assure you there will be no repercussions. You can contact us by going to npr.org and click on the Contact Us button. And that's for any private correspondence. And we do read every single letter. And then if you want to be more public,
you can go to our blog. It's npr.org/daydreaming. And thanks to everyone who's sent in emails and blogged so far. We appreciate it.
Stay with us. Day to Day does indeed continue.